Chapter 17. Bye, girls. The VIP lounge at Heathrow was quiet, but the twins running round made the place less staid. "Are you going to tell me what's going on, Zakin?" said Nicole. Jack took her hand and smiled. "Look, I told you on the way here, I have to go to America, and I would rather you were not left at home alone."
"I wouldn't be alone. Svetlana's with me."
"Please, darling, just do as I ask for now. Your father is on his way back to Abu Dhabi already, and he's delighted you and the girls are going down to Orel Island."
"I'm fine about going to see Dad, and the girls will love the island, but it's you I'm worried about. What's going on, Jack?"
He kissed her hand, and then laughed when he turned to see Svetlana crawling under a low table after his daughters. The attendant returned. "Hello again, madame. Your flight is ready for departure, if your party would like to come with me, please." Nicole smiled at the girl.
"Okay, thank you."
Jack stood up. "Girls, time to go." The nanny recovered the twins and returned them, giggling, to Jack. Nicole picked up her handbag and carry-on, as Svetlana collected the rest of the hand luggage. He put his arms around her and kissed her. "I love you, darling. Don't worry." She looked up into his eyes and touched his cheek.
"Please be careful. I'll call you when I get to the island."
"Okay. Have a safe flight, baby. Give my regards to Dimitri."
"Kiss Daddy, girls."
The two excited children hugged their kneeling father. Then hand in hand with Svetlana, they followed the attendant. Nicole kissed his cheek again.
"I love you, Zakin. Please be careful."
He watched as they disappeared through the exit and then turned to the big floor-to-ceiling windows. The G550 Gulfstream stood on the tarmac, its gleaming white fuselage and wings shimmering in the afternoon sun. He watched as the small minibus pulled up alongside the private jet and his family emerge. A waiting flight attendant took the hand luggage as Svetlana helped the twins up the short flight of steps. At the open door, Nicole turned, looked up to the window and blew him a kiss, then entered the cabin. The minibus pulled away and Jack continued to watch as the small flight of steps automatically retracted into the fuselage. The door closed and a second or two later he saw Nicole at one of the windows. It was a few minutes until the engines were fired up and the sleek aircraft slowly taxied away from the VIP hardstand. The plane disappeared around the end of the terminal, but he continued to wait. He saw four aircraft take off before the Gulfstream came into sight again, as it accelerated down the runway. A few seconds later, the nose rose, and the sleek aircraft lifted off into the afternoon sky. Jack took a deep breath.
"Bye, girls."
After leaving the VIP area, he made his way across to Terminal 2 and the United Airways desk. He'd already checked in for the evening flight to Washington, but had over 3 hours to wait. Instead of sitting in the business lounge, he took a walk around the busy terminal and ended up in one of the bars. He bought a Coke and took a seat next to the window. The sun was low in the sky now, and its light streamed in through the big windows. He narrowed his eyes against the sun's rays as he sipped at the ice-cold drink, his mind racing with thoughts of Bogdan, Vanya Kurrigan, Alex Mason, and Charlie Webster's list. His smartphone beeped and he looked up at the display. Matthew calling, and then swiped the screen.
"Hi, Matt. What's up?"
"Jack, hello. Did the family get off okay?"
"Yep, they're on their way."
"Can you talk?" Jack looked around the busy bar. No one was paying him any attention.
"Sure, Matt, go ahead."
"After our chat this morning, I contacted a friend of mine at GCHQ. He's responsible for monitoring traffic from the spy satellites over Russia and Eastern Europe." Jack stood up and moved to the far corner of the bar area.
"Right."
"I told him about the destruction of the Kurigin Dacha and asked if he could check out anything suspicious in the region north of Moscow last night."
"And?"
"And he got back to me a little while ago."
"And?"
"He said they recorded a trace of a small aircraft originating in the Arctic, a couple of hundred miles north of Murmansk."
"What? Like from an aircraft carrier?"
"That's what I said. But no. My guy tells me the aircraft was a long-range drone, Jack looked around him again. But that thing would have had to take off from a ship or something.
Yeah, or something. My guy says the most likely platform to deploy a weapon like that would be a nuclear submarine.
You are fucking joking.
Nope. There's more. He says they have a detonation on record. Approximately 150 miles north of Moscow.
The line went quiet.
Jack?
Yeah, I'm here. So whose sub was it?
Has to be the Americans. If the Russians wanted to take out the building, they'd have used a conventional aircraft. The drone is a fast-moving stealth weapon, designed specifically for covert strikes over foreign soil.
Jesus, Matthew. Mason's used the bloody military to rid himself of his Russian connection.
Looks like it, bro.
Right.
Thanks, Matt. I'll be in touch once I get to Washington.
Okay, Jack. Bye for now. You be safe, huh?